Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for being part of my day, for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got our good friend Douglas Campbell. Doug Campbell III, exactly, to be specific. He is the success coach. Doug, that's what he does. He helps people like you and me put our best foot forward. He is the author of a new book called Where to Go From Here, Reinventing Your Career, Your Business, Your Working Life, Everything. Doug, welcome back to the show.
Jim, good to be here.
It's good to have you back. Welcome. How are things going out there? What are you seeing out there, Doug, and across the landscape? It's been about 6 months or so since you've been on the show. Now that we're officially in the recovery, even though it might not feel like it to everybody, what are you seeing out there?
Well, I think it's pretty tepid. My take is that things have bottomed a little bit. Actually, they just... statewide program. I'm doing some help with the people in the financial executives. They just adopted my book, and I did a keynote for a statewide program to help people with retraining and reinventing.
In the Connecticut area?
In Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, clearly there's more activity, people looking for finance jobs, but it's, you know, it's bouncing off the bottom, and it's not bouncing real fast, real high. So there's incredibly talented people around here looking. My sense is, I think there's one way to slice it. You've got 18 industries, 9 seem to be coming back, and 9 seem to be flat on their back.
Yeah.
And that's probably pretty accurate.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know if you remember, but I also own Sylvan Learning Center in Darien, which is a tutoring business. And that's been pretty steady, but our particular center was way down in September, October. I mean, I didn't expect it. They're holding up. It's kind of a core business. But some of it is postponable because a lot of our kids are in Richmond. And
That
stabilized and bounced back a little bit. But we had 2 terrible months and, you know, knocked us way down for the year.
Well, yeah, I was just talking to a young lady, my previous guest. She's in the RV business.
Yeah, I heard that, yeah.
So that's
tough business.
That industry really basically is almost non-existent now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, you have to reinvent yourself.
Right.
You know, I kind of, at least on this track, I've started, you know, 5 businesses, but when I started the executive coaching, CEO coaching, you know, about 5 years in, I developed and became a member of the National Speakers Association, did a lot of speaking to trade shows and organizations, and then now I've written the book, so I'm actually doing more work with people who are transitioning.
So you've reinvented yourself, haven't you?
Yeah,
more than once, as I have. As
a couple
I've done.
Major times. One was going from, I was head of marketing for a Fortune 100, and it was classic big company. We had the best year ever, doubled our profits, and they sold the division. And I didn't want to go back into the big part of the company because I wouldn't have had the same amount of responsibility and opportunity, so I started Sylvan Learning Center. That was 25 years ago.
Right.
And then I was a professor for 10 years and kind of decided I wanted to do something else, so I became the success coach. And when I started, I didn't really know what business coaching was. I'd done a little consulting.
So wait a minute. You started doing something you didn't know what you were doing? I mean, I'm being a little sarcastic because most small business owners are like that. You know, most of us, in fact, most of us start doing things that we don't know that we're not supposed to.
Well, you're not accusing me of something, are you?
I would accuse you of anything. Nothing but being an entrepreneur.
Well, I really wasn't sure exactly. I knew I'd be working with businesses on a consulting basis, but the coaching, really, there really wasn't coaching established. Nobody knew what it was. And I'd go out and say, I'm a business coach. I'm an executive coach. And say, what? And then someone asked me to go down and speak at the international convention. And I went down there with a lot of people like me because I've started a newspaper. I wrote a book on OSHA law, worked for the UN and the State Department, you know, 5 years in corporate America.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, I knew I'd find a place that worked for me. And you know that a lot of times. Remember.
So you just kept looking. I mean, you reinvented yourself, but you were always looking for something. Was that one of the things that you felt helped you? Why you reinvented yourself? Is it because you had a short attention span, or is it because you just weren't finding what you wanted to do?
No, I think, you know, if you're starting a business or a new idea, and actually the way I started was I started running 1 and 2 day mini MBA programs for small businesses.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's why I've been teaching MBA and executive MBA. So I figured, okay, small business owners, they can't take off a huge block of time, but they maybe can take off one Friday
right.
a month. And we'll go through key principles, and people loved it. But people would say, you know, I really want to come on Friday, but my best potential client just called me.
Right.
I said, great, go for it. But they'd say, I'd love to work with you.
So you had to do it more on a consulting basis. Hold on to that thought, Doug. We're going to take a quick break. Doug Campbell is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Are you reeling in the east? Little Steely Dan bringing us back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Hope you'll check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And a lot of stuff there. You can read, listen, ask questions. And you can subscribe to my newsletter, check out my blog. And you got 5 seconds or 15 minutes anywhere in between. We got something you can do there on the smallbusinessadvocate.com website. And smallbusinessadvocate.com. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Doug Campbell is our guest, folks. Doug is our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Where to Go From Here, Reinventing Your Career, Business, Working Life. That's what we're talking about, reinventing yourself. You know, Doug, the economy, as it has been, is shifting a lot of paradigms, a lot of individual paradigms, a lot of industry paradigms, a lot of businesses. Just like the young lady who was just on my show, I mean, she told us that she was $1 million ahead of budget, sales budget, after the first quarter of 08, and by the end of the year, she was almost out of business.
Yeah.
Now that's a paradigm shift. That's a reinvention waiting to happen, and now she has no new vehicles, only used vehicles. But that's her new reinvention. That's reinventing herself is to, you know, and there are a lot of people out there like that. There are a lot of people who used to be employees. Now they're unemployed. They're having to reinvent themselves, aren't they? And I'll tell you something else, Doug. It's not just the economy as it is, but the marketplace that we're entering is going to be a lot. It is a lot different. The challenges and the opportunities are a lot different from the ones that we've left. They're looking different. They're going to manifest differently. Talk to us about reinventing ourselves in that kind of a world.
Well, I think the product life cycles have gotten much shorter. And
tell us what you mean by product life cycle.
Well, you know, normally, you know, if you look at the music industry, we went from, you know, 8 tracks to CDs to, you know, now digital music.
Now, wait a minute, Doug. I know you remember 4-track.
I don't remember 4-track. I do remember not 78s, but it's interesting because 78s, I think the big record labels, I've actually seen people recently have been buying these record players, essentially,
yeah.
to play their old, you know, 78s.
Yeah.
So here you got a little mini market coming up.
And, right.
It's a reflection of
the retro market. Yeah, well,
now, of course, that whole business changing so fast with blocking music, sharing music, stealing
yeah.
music, all that stuff. So the cycles are much faster. You just have to be faster on your feet to change your business and respond to the market.
Well, exactly. And you know, you're right about the product cycle. And see, this is why, and folks, I know you've heard me say this 1,000 times, but I'm going to keep saying it because I think it's good advice. Doug, I've been telling my audience now for a couple of years, based on largely what you just said, it's okay to fall in love with what you do. But it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. And that's
yeah.
what you're talking about. You didn't say that people weren't still going to buy automobiles or shoestrings or shoestring potatoes. You didn't say people were going to stop buying those things if that's what you sell. You just said they're going to be acquiring them differently.
Exactly.
And consuming them differently, aren't they?
Yeah. And I think a key part of reinvention, I'm doing a lot of speaking on this, is I have this theory of what I call the 16-28 theory, that you need to look at your personal history between 16 and 28. So that's the last half of high school, college, first and second job, and go back to what are those things you were naturally drawn to and excited and interested in. And there may be some activities or interests there that you can re-nurture or build into your business or build a business
right.
around.
Right.
And I think, you know, there are a whole series of exercises in my book on how to do that and think through that. But people seem to really ring true. And my theory is that the things you did in that stage of your life, you'll come back to later in life.
Huh.
Either through activities.
Very interesting.
Almost everything I'm doing, actually, I did in that stage of my life.
Right.
So, you know, think about that. I mean, for example, I was working with a client who worked for Sotheby's, and she wasn't that happy. And she really was a great writer and loved English and went to Columbia. So she switched to a PR firm for 3 years, you know, which was writing and creative and all that, now has her own PR firm. It was a good fit with her background and interests, and she'd gotten away from that.
Well, that's good advice, something good for people to think about. But, you know, this sometimes people are thrust into reinventing themselves because something dramatic happens to them. But what I'd like to recommend that people do a little more of is anticipate the reinvention. Don't be late to the party. Don't wait till things turn to mush before you make the changes. I mean, if you've been in your industry for very long, if you're any kind of a veteran of the marketplace at all, you should be, even if you love what you're doing right now and things are going great, you should be saying to yourself, okay, what if this went away? What would be the causes? What would it look like? What would the early warning signs be if what I'm doing that I love so much right now that I'm being so successful with, what if that all went away? What would that look like? Don't people need to be asking that question? I mean, I know they're saying, well, you're running the party while I'm having a great time. I maybe so, but don't you have to have those kinds of conversations with yourself?
I think definitely, and you should be thinking about, okay, if I have to change or what are other avenues within the industry that I can go down? If my company gets in trouble or I need to make changes, whatever. There are always new opportunities coming along.
Right.
And just be looking for them. And a lot of times, you know, I have another a friend who was a lawyer in a law firm doing very well, and he decided, hey, I really want to teach in a private school. So over 3 years,
yeah.
He repositioned himself.
Right. And see, what he did, though, he didn't wait till he couldn't stand it anymore or till he got fired. He set a process in motion, didn't he?
And in his case, it was 3 years.
Yeah,
But
Jim McCann, the guy who founded 1-800-Flowers, he took 10 years owning his own florist shop before he went national. I mean, folks, this is the way to reinvent yourself without all the brain damage. Tintel, stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me, for being part of my day. We got Doug Campbell here. Doug is the author of Where to Go From Here, Reinventing Your Career, Your Business, Your Working Life. Doug, how do we find you and how do we find your book?
The book's on Amazon. If you go on Where to Go From Here, it should pop up right near the top. It's also available through me. The successcoach.com, thesuccesscoach.com is my website.
Right.
And be glad to talk to people.
And they can find out what you do there and all the things you do for your clients. So check that out, folks.
Exactly.
Thesuccesscoach.com. We're talking about reinventing yourself. And you know, Doug, when I, in the 80s, I was downsized twice in 18 months. Now you talk about, none of it was, it wasn't my fault. I mean, it's just one of those things that happened, and twice. And at the end of 5 minutes after the second time, I had already decided within that 5 minutes that I wasn't going to do a resume and go look for a job. I was going to start a business. And the reason I decided that was because I said, I don't need any help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself. And,
well, I think there's more control. I mean, we've talked about this before, that if you're in charge, you know, you can put the effort in, you can make things happen. It's just finding the right idea that works for you or the right business opportunity.
But the thing is that is that there are millions of people out there like that right now. And so what advice do you have for them as they're trying to find, you know, where should they go? What do you, you know, what should they try? What are the, not so much the industry. I'm not concerned about that because who knows what people will want to do. But what, in general, what advice do you have for them?
Well, I would say, first of all, view it as an opportunity. You know, I like to explain that you grow new branches on your tree if you're looking at new opportunities, meeting new people, investigating new ideas. So it's a, you got to go through one of my favorite phrases, the dipsy doodle. You have to go down before you go up.
Yeah.
But be broad. You know, look at, find out some of those interests you have, find out some of the hot new areas. Go out and look at the opportunities. Look at a franchise, which, you know, there are franchises in every business category. You may want to compete or open the business separately, but look at the franchise in the category and really, you know, be proactive about moving ahead. It's, you know, it is a risk. And one of the things I also do is have people go through in the book kind of a risk profile. And depending on where you come out, you should really be looking at new businesses, new business ideas. If not, then that also gives you a framework of where to focus within more existing traditional businesses.
One of the things that I encourage people to do, and America is the place to do this. I don't know how well it works in other countries, other economies. You know, the United States economy is pretty unique in the world, and there we have niches. Of niches of niches in America, don't we?
We do.
I mean, you can carve out a living in a niche of a niche of a niche. And the internet has really allowed people to create these micro niches because, you know, a micro niche is the same thing as esoteric, right? It means, you know, only one person per community would ever do anything like this. But now with the internet, you can find those people, can't you?
Sure. Yeah. I was just with, a woman I know who's a national speaker who's the niche coach. She helps people define their niche.
Yeah.
And you're right. You can slice and dice and get down to very specific niches, become the expert, and get out there and get the message out and be successful.
Well, we know a guy who was doing business development for a charitable organization, and over a period of 3 or 4 years, he told us how he was working on a certain kind of an engine for automobiles. It was this, you know, this weird kind of an engine, and basically one part of that engine. And he was starting to build his business online. This is a really esoteric thing he was doing. And after about 4 years, he says, "Okay, I'm not going to be doing this anymore. My business is taking on its life, and you know, I got all that I can do." And he was doing it online.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there are a lot of people, and there's certainly some good conferences on how to build a business online.
But it takes time. You can't start it and say, okay, am I going to get a paycheck next week?
No,
it doesn't work that way.
It's a long-term commitment.
Long-term. And this is why you should start early, right, Doug?
Yep, or do it on the side.
Absolutely.
You know, that's the best strategy.
If you have a job right now, folks, I mean, I mean this. If you have a job, find an avocation on the side that you love. And have that running along concurrently with your job. I mean, that's just smart business, isn't it, Doug?
And then nurture it, build it, and then if it gets to a critical mass, then you can switch over.
TheSuccessCoach.com, right?
Yeah.
Thanks, Doug, for being here. Good job today. Take care of yourself.
Hey, Jeff. Good to talk to you.
Doug Campbell, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too, but it won't be this hour. It'll be the next hour after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.